T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Hey, man, I just checked the Rock Shop, and there's still more of those turtle shirts in there, so...
Ride the turtle.
Why don't you losers put your money where your mouth is and buy these and get them out of the shop so that we can move on to better things in our lives, okay?
There's nothing better than a bunch of us in cartoon form riding turtles. Danny's wearing the shirt today. We all got it today. We're very excited.
Yeah. Most of us are very excited. That's true. I don't know why. But, hey, listen, maybe you are too. Maybe you like to throw your money away. Either way, or maybe you would like to get like a gag gift for somebody. You know, this is the way to go. The Ride the Turtle t-shirt. Limited edition. Not many left, right? I don't know. Whatever they say then. You can get it now at KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah!
Scream his name, B-Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa!
B-Migs, you're a loser.
It is time to B-Migs. And it's time to turn down four turtles. Another reason to go buy these quickly so we can turn Tuesdays back to whatever the hell they were before.
Yeah, ride those turtles. And I'd like to mention the fact that this is one of the very few shirts out there in the world that has not only turtles on it, but two cats named Frank and Carl.
Yep. So, I mean, get it. If you don't like turtles, get it for the cats.
Yeah. And by the way, for all the people that kept asking when we posted our Father's Day pics, where was the Rev? Cats are not children, therefore he is not a father.
They are my fur babies, and even my wife wished me a happy Father's Day.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. She said the cats were going to give me something, but they forgot.
But they're cats, and they don't care.
Well, that too. Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, that's that. Really, honestly, I'm not going into it. Okay, look, you're a pet owner, is what you are.
Yes,
okay.
Sir. Well, yeah. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Matthew in Woodinville. Matthew, are you there?
I am.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Matthew will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Matthew, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's get it on.
To what age did Hawaii change the legal smoking age on January 1st of 2016?
21?
Yes. What popular spirit can be made from potatoes?
Vodka.
Yes. In sports, what does the L in LPGA stand for?
Ladies.
Yes. Last Call with Carson Daly aired on what network?
CBS, NBC, ABC.
NBC, yes. What is the capital of Greece?
Greece would be Athens, Rome.
Yes. How many nickels make up $7?
$7, 20 times 7 is 140.
Yes. Elizabeth Warren is a senator from which East Coast state?
Massachusetts.
Yes. What is the name of Google's mobile operating system?
Pass.
Who was the lead singer of the band Audio Slave?
Oh, that's Chris Cornell.
Yes. What condiment is typically on a club sandwich?
Mayonnaise mustard.
Mayonnaise, yes. What is the name of Google's mobile operating system?
Google's mobile operating system? Google GMLP?
No!
Oh.
So close to getting a perfect 10, but you got 9 out of 10, Matthew.
Matthew, you're going to be upset when you find out what it's called.
Yeah.
Because I think you probably, I would have overthunk it too. But you know what? 9 out of 10 is not bad.
It's a pretty good score, but it does give Steve a little bit of wiggle room there to sneak in maybe a possible win.
Mm-hmm. You got a math question.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That is true. There is one of those in there. So it could be his downfall.
I just want to say right now, with that kind of color commentary over there, hey, Steve, maybe we should call the Kraken and tell him we don't need JT anymore.
Rev
is an amazing color commentator, and I feel like,
I just got JT Brown, and now you want to get rid of him?
Well, just saying, Rev is, Rev, boy, his skills, you really got to,
I know you're trying to be mean, but I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Yeah, you really should.
Time to unretire, get back to playing hockey, because we found our big analyst.
Exactly.
Sorry about that,
it's
JT.
It's going to be the Rev and John Forslund on Root Sports.
Nice.
Yes.
I'll be on TV.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I like turtles.
To what age did Hawaii change the legal smoking age on January 1st, 2016?
20.
No.
21.
Yes. What popular spirit can be made from potatoes?
Vodka.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In sports, what does the L in LPGA stand for?
Lovers.
No.
Ladies.
Yes. Last Call with Carson Daly aired on what network?
NBC.
Yes.
Is that show still on?
No.
Okay. It felt like it was on forever, and I didn't even know.
It was. What is the capital of Greece?
Athens.
Yes. How many nickels make up $7?
You can do it.
140.
Yes. Elizabeth Warren is a senator from which East Coast state?
New York.
No.
Massachusetts.
Yes. Nice. What is the name of Google's mobile operating system?
Mobile?
Mobile.
No, that's the name, Mobile.
Oh, no.
Google Mobile?
No.
Google Cell Phone?
No. Who was the lead singer of the band Audio Slave?
Chris Cornell.
Yes. What condiment is typically on a club sandwich?
Mayo.
Yes. And Steve, you get a 9 out of 10. And it's a tie.
Damn it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Google Voice?
No.
No. What? I thought I knew. Well, good job, by the way, Matthew. Matias is, he doesn't get a song, and that's all I care about.
Mm-hmm.
Google on the phone.
Well, no. I feel like it's an operating system, and when we say, hey, do you have iOS or
Android?
Yes.
That's it.
So Google is Android.
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
That is such a gimme.
Yeah, I thought it was too.
No, I overthought it.
And both of you did, so I don't feel so bad for you because he could have had it as well. I think he's heard of Android. We all have, but if you're an iPhone user, you kind of just, it's not your second language.
I know. I used to use those old Androids until just everybody got an iPhone, and it's just easier to get group texts.
Yep. Yeah, I know. We're in the middle of still group chat shaming our friend Joe in the donkey chat because he refuses to get an iPhone. And he's the only one. So, like, anytime you like a comment on your group chat, it has to send you, a text that says, Joe has liked your comment.
Yes. It's so annoying.
So then we all like that comment, which then gets another. It's just like this ongoing just troll job. And it's like, gosh, dude, just get a freaking iPhone so we can all group chat together.
You need to start a GoFundMe for him or something.
You can put a title on it and you can have a picture. We're children.
Yes.
Yeah. that's what I think Messenger is for, but I guess you guys don't like that deal, huh?
No, we want to do it on a group chat on the text. Not everyone has Facebook Messenger.
Anybody can have Facebook Messenger. That's what gets me.
Anybody can have an iPhone.
It's a lot easier to get Messenger than an iPhone because you can not have an iPhone to get Messenger. So there you go. Don't tell us what to do.
Yeah.
Majority rules.
Oh, I would. I don't like group text.
There's 11 of us and 10 of us have iPhones.
Oh, I hate group texts. That's why they, you know what? That's what Messenger's for. I don't need to see your ridiculousness on a group text. I'd be so done with that.
Depends on the group text, of course, because there's certain group texts that I absolutely despise as well.
Yeah.
But like there are some where it's like, you know, the morning show one's fine because nobody like goes crazy on that one.
Oh, sometimes Danny does. Yep, sometimes Danny does.
That's why I mute him.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you guys are totally muted, the morning show one. Because, I mean, you know, I don't need to know that Danny's at another brewery. Thanks. Good job, Danny. You're having another beer. There's a shock.
Well, I mean, at least three beers. Come on.
Yeah. Right. It's probably four or five.
And look.
I'll group chat everyone.
Yeah.
You have to be drunk and think that's a good idea.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And that's when the shirtless picks come, too. So enjoy.
And I'm also going to chat with me and the Rev. You do that, too.
Oh, that's true. Me.
I'm gonna mute Danny this summer because, of course, he's got, he's got Lily in town. So that means I'm not going to even pay attention to Danny because everything's going to be a Lily pick.
Yes.
You know that. I mean, please, we've already got 400 of them.
I just sent about 70 a day.
I give you full permission to do it.
Steve is not in any position to give any authority of anything.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
He's been relieved of duty.
Oh, too bad, man. What are you going to do about it
when
all those pictures come in?
You know what? Send it to him. You know what? Why don't you add him to your hockey group text, your buddies, and let him send the Lily pictures to them.
That would be very awkward based on the conversations that are happening on that. No one's sending pictures of their children on that group chat.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
All right, well, it is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is your opportunity to take control of this fine program. You pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got your calls, we got your texts at 918 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Spartan Plumbing. Listeners on the Loose, it's simple. You pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever it is that you would like this show to focus on, it'll be done. But remember, Steve does have a rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So I just texted and said, Migs, I know you're a big KISS fan. Did you see that they finally have their own cold gin? Dude, I saw this and like the first thing I thought was, I can't believe that they've gone all this time with that song, Cold Gin, which is like one of their hit songs. As a KISS fan, like, everyone knows that song. And they never once decided to market it. The marketing geniuses behind KISS that market everything never thought, we should make our own line of gin.
Yeah, the song's almost 50 years old.
Or do you think they just kept waiting? They're like, dude, it's been 50 years. Someone's at some point going to pick up on the fact that we wrote a song that's asking to be turned into a marketing opportunity.
I wonder if it just never occurred to them, or if they thought the alcohol space was just too competitive. You're right, Steve. It seems weird that would never, ever happen until now.
I mean, you already got your jingle. It's cold gin time again.
Yeah. Well, they've done it with a partnership with a Swedish company, and it's only, unfortunately, it's only available in Europe right now.
Oh.
And
I'm not even a gin guy, but I'd like to try it.
Well, gin is all of a sudden, I mean, I don't know, maybe because it's just this show and they just went for a gin tasting, but it feels like gin's getting popular.
You're basing it on five people.
Yeah.
The five people on our show went and had gin, therefore it's the most popular alcohol out there.
Hey, darn tootin'. We're influencers, right?
That's it. There you go.
Do stupid things, so yes.
Yeah.
Where did you guys go again for the gin tasting?
We went to the Gilman House in Tacoma, which is a gin bar. It was made by the same people who do the Devil's Reef, which is the rum Cthulhu tiki bar in Tacoma.
Yeah.
And so he made basically a gin bar the same way. And it's actually, it was really fantastic.
Yeah. Very fancy.
Yeah.
What'd you learn? I mean, because I feel like they probably came with you like just like spitting some serious knowledge about gin. Like, is there something that you were just like, whoa, that's pretty crazy?
My thing, and granted, I think we all learned just a lot about gin. And he does this if you want to go down there and do like your own tasting. And he does like the whole education thing. But man, there's five different kinds of gin and they all taste completely different.
Yeah.
I never knew that. I've only ever tried like, you know, Hendrix. And no offense to Hendrix. It just wasn't my cup of tea or my cup of gin. And, and so I tried the different ones and it was like, wow, I actually like different kinds.
Yeah, the only one I think I've ever had is like the Bombay Sapphire gin.
Yeah.
And I thought it was like a gin and tonic and it's fine. Like I wasn't like, but it was never like, man, I need to stock up. I had a big bottle that lasted the entire time that I lived in Linwood, and I eventually just handed it to someone because I'm like, I've put zero dents into this bottle. Like, I've had like maybe three drinks from it, and I was just not a gin guy.
Yeah, a lot of them don't even have that. So a lot of people say, oh, it tastes like pine needles or something. There are so many that just don't have that, and it's just a very smooth, mostly shootable liquor.
Or also, and we also found out that we all really like gin cocktails.
Yes, the gimlet.
Oh my gosh.
Solid.
It's kind of like a.
Wait, gimlet sounds like an Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, sure it does. Don't look that one up.
It was like the original daiquiri was made with gin, and if you like daiquiris, it was like, wow, this is fantastic.
And a daiquiri isn't like the one with like the frozen ice that kind of resembles a margarita. That's not a real daiquiri.
Right.
Does this have an umbrella at least or no?
Well, I mean, you could probably ask for one. I'm just kidding.
Although, one thing I really didn't know is that you would think whiskey was in its own family with something else, but like vodka, gin, and whiskey are all kind of in the same family and how they're made, which blew my mind. I had no idea.
Said lime gin is the S.
Okay. And just if you can and you want the harder stuff, go for what is it? The Navy Strength?
Yes.
Oh,
that's,
my gosh.
Oh, that's the stuff that'll put you on your butt.
Yeah.
It was 114 proof.
Damn.
Whoa!
And brief fire. Let me tell you, I loved it though.
I
like that one so much more than just like the regular gin because it just has that burn to it. And it was like, this is good.
And someone said lime gin jello shooters as well.
Oh, wow. Well, the Kiss gin, the cold gin, is described as a New York style non-aged gin with 40% alcohol content. And they say they've distilled it 5 times for more intense flavor, and it has bold juniper, lemon, and herb undertones. Or herb. Herb or herb.
This guy, Herb.
Real Herb.
He sweats in the gin while listening to Kiss.
Yeah. Thanks, Herb. You did it. You did us proud.
So it's I've been using aviation gin in my Bloody Marys instead of vodka, and it's awesome.
He also had that one, too. That's the Ryan Reynolds gin.
And they make that in Portland, I believe.
I said I used to hate gin, but then Ryan Reynolds made a Father's Day video for a drink made with his gin called a vasectomy, and it's a game changer.
Yeah.
What's the vasectomy? I know the real.
I believe it has cranberry juice and some other things, but let me double check.
Is that where you get cut off before you can...
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Even says at the end, he's like, and it's called a vasectomy for no effing reason. Just cuz.
Yeah, good old Ryan Reynolds. It's catchy. You know, it'll get your attention.
It'd be funny to go to a bar and be like, I'd like a vasectomy, please.
Ah, wow. So, yeah. Well, then I better go to the hospital and order a daiquiri. Let me do that then.
If you were going to do like your own, like Ryan Reynolds has his own thing, like Kiss now has their own gin, what would you do? Would it be it doesn't have to be alcohol, but like, you know, a signature BJ something or. A signature.
Right. Okay, well, I think you've uncovered it. I think you figured out what it would be.
It's a BJ lap dance.
Yeah.
Right.
Ah, gosh, like, well.
Steve's oat milk, you know?
Oh, no.
Really? Of all the things you want is oat milk?
I was trying to think of the most recent beverage that I had.
Wow.
It was a coffee with oat milk in it.
If we're going beverages for myself, because obviously I would probably do a beer or a whiskey, but if, like, let's say non-alcoholic, I would probably do an energy drink.
Yeah.
You chug those things.
I do chug them, and at that point, like, I always have the most energy, so it's like, here you go, have some of Danny's energy.
I think I'd do a kombucha.
Okay, then, I don't.
Have some Steve's kombucha.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want any of Steve's, that word, butcha.
Yeah, that or, oat milk? Gosh, that's a hard choice there.
I feel like, oat milk. You know, Steve, you really come up with some tasty beverages that everybody would want.
You're
not going to sell any of them. No. Yeah.
Vicky, what are you going with?
Non-food, non-drink thing. I was thinking like a combo lubricant combo. I like it.
Oh, well, that's where we're going
Mickey's
today.
Mickey's kombucha.
A combo lubricant. What are you going to combine with it?
I mean, no, it'd be like mine. It would be a condom and lubricant.
Oh, a con lubricant.
Yes. So we'd have both.
Oh, that's interesting. Together. So how would you put
Vicky
it on?
Slick Willy.
I like it.
Okay, can we stop for a second? How would you put the damn thing on? If it's lubricated, it's not easy to put those on sometimes anyway. And if they're super lubricated, I mean, it's going to be like balloon. Someone blowing up a balloon and then just letting it go.
It's not necessarily like super lubricated, but it'd be my own special lubricant. Like it would be my own.
You mean like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candle?
Oh.
That's what I should have went with, Steve's vagina candle.
Well, when you said it was your own, Vicky,
well,
that's
like,
what
we're all doing our own version. So we definitely all right. Well, have like, sure. My own opinion, like on you know how it you know texture and how it smells and tastes everything.
Well, that's what are you basing it on? I mean, you guys, is it going to be on Steve's kombucha, or are you going to make your own little blend? Do you have an like? Is it going to be essence of flowers?
Probably, maybe some lavender. Just relax.
Oh, ooh, lavender is nice.
Lavender is nice.
Okay, all right.
Well, barbecue sauce. That's what I'm going to go with.
And oh,
I'm
just barbecue ask sauce lubricant.
I'm just going to steal my pizza's barbecue sauce.
I thought you meant for a lubricant flavor.
No, no.
Whoa. Barbecue lubricant. I think you two. Really, you guys should get together. You've got something here,
Rev. What are you doing?
Probably a smoked meat rub.
Okay, nice. Again, the three of you should get together, and I feel like you've got a great product.
See, BJ should have went with the BJ meat rub.
Really? Should I?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to go with that. You know, I really want a snack cake. You know, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I love my zingers. I love my no names. There's got to be a snack cake.
Dude, I saw them. I went and got my pizza on Father's Day. That was my dinner.
Nice.
And I walked in there to go pick it up, and they were like wrapping the fresh out of wherever the no name cakes, hand wrapping them. I was like, ooh, I'm watching them. Get ready for a big...
Did you get one, or were you able to be strong enough to pass it up?
I passed up because I knew I was having ice cream. So I'd rather ice cream over a no-name cake.
Yeah. But then, if you bring it home and the ice cream was already ready, how could she refuse you? It's Father's Day.
Yeah, true.
You do both.
I can do whatever I want. It's my day.
That's right. Yeah. It's your damn day. That's what it is. It is Listeners on the Loose. This is where you pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls, more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody just texted him saying, hey, did you guys catch Ricky Gervais's rant about Twitter? I thought it was spot on.
I did not see this, and I love Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, what did he do? Like, he did like a stand-up special, and he shared it on his Twitter, and it started trending, which is funny because he's crapping all over Twitter, and it's trending on Twitter. It's pretty funny.
Oh, that is awesome. Do we know where this special is? Is it on like Netflix or something?
I have no idea. He just wrote, Gervais posted it on Twitter, and it just said Twitter. And then it was a clip for the video, and then he just goes off about Twitter.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if it's anywhere, but we have the audio of it. You want to hear it?
People take everything personally. I think the world revolves around them, right? Particularly on Twitter, right? I'm not tweeting anyone. I'm just tweeting, okay? I don't know who's following me. I've got 12 million followers. I don't know who's following me. They can be following me without me knowing, right? Choose to read my tweet and then take that personally. That's like going into a town square, seeing a big notice board, and there's a notice, guitar lessons, and you go, but I don't want guitar lessons. What's this? There's a number here. Right, all that, right? Are you giving me guitar lessons? Yeah. I don't want any. Fine, it's not for you then. Just walk away. Don't worry about it.
That is so true. I mean, that is such a fun interpretation of exactly what pretty much all social networking is about. But yeah, to be mad at somebody you follow, you know, is insane. And that's really what happens. People just lose their S on these things.
People get mad about other people's opinions, which I think is such a crazy thing. Like, I'm talking about, obviously, if there's like opinions that are hurting other people, or you're like, you're infringing on someone's rights or whatever it may be, and your opinion's so based out of hate. I get that. Like, but, you know, I have someone be mad at me because I don't like death matches in wrestling. And I'm like, well, you can still like them. I'm not telling you you suck because you like death matches. I just don't like those type of matches. And it's like, people get butthurt about that. Or if, like I said, I'm not a big fan of the NBA playoffs. How could you not like basketball, but you like hockey?
Well, it's because one's one sport, one's another sport.
It's such a funny thing, though. Like, we get so worked up about other people's opinions on things. Like, what does it matter?
Well, I think people take it, I know in conversations what used to bother me was when someone said, you should go to this restaurant, you'd love it, rather than just saying, I went to this restaurant and I loved it. I know it's to some people it's semantics, but I really feel like somebody gets, they're enthusiastic, but then they get mad that you don't want 100% go right away. It's like, I get you loved whatever you loved, but you know what? I'm glad you loved it, but I probably won't go because people have asked me, so have you watched this movie? Have you done this? Have you done that? Have you gone to that? And I'm like, no, I haven't done it yet, but I told you how amazing it is. I go, yeah, I know you found it amazing and I'm happy you found something amazing. Doesn't really seem like I would find it amazing, but I don't want to say that, but then they push you and then you got to say it.
And then what happens? So what if you go there and you're like, I didn't like their pizza. And then
I can't believe
I didn't like their pizza. I hate you. I'm going to get you canceled.
Oh, and then if you get 12 million followers, if you're lucky enough like Ricky Gervais, you get 12 million. I mean, you get 12 million of those.
I would never check my notifications. I would just be so self-absorbed. I would just put out my tweets and never even bothered looking. Because I imagine 12 million people are following you, commenting on your stuff. And a good chunk of them are probably just trying to spit negativity at you.
Yeah, it's
it wouldn't be worth it. It wouldn't be worth the headache.
Oh, yeah, it's a beating. It really, really is. And so I'm with Ricky on this, man. That sings to me. That speaks to me.
So I said, Migs, I saw you at the spray park. I'm glad to see that you got it open. Yes,
I
did.
Good job, Mayor
Steve. Went to the spray park.
Went to the spray park yesterday.
Was it functioning?
It was fully functioning. It was pure chaos. Look, we didn't go on Sunday. We were thinking about going on Sunday. We're like, no, it's a weekend. It's Father's Day. It's probably going to be nuts. Let's wait till tomorrow. It's Monday. Oh, yeah. Should be, dude, it's like as if these kids don't have jobs. I mean, they're all there just running around.
I mean, it's summer vacation.
Well, I feel like, you know what? That's the beauty of this country.
I came here expecting to be empty.
We ended that whole practice of having children do
work. Well, we need to bring it back, man, because it totally infringed on our fun.
Yeah.
It was a blast.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, so much fun,
man. So what did Tater Tot think? Because it was her first spray park, right?
First spray park. She was super hesitant at first because it's just flying water everywhere. They have this weird thing where you spin like this wheel and this giant apparatus that has water in above it, like in a bucket, tilts, and it just drenches you. And you're not expecting it. It just comes out. It hit me. And I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. Because I'm following her around. But at first, she was not feeling it. And then once she started realizing what it was just water, she was having, running around having a blast. And then stupid little kid that's like tackles her. So
what?
Then there's this weird. Well, I was about to take a picture. I actually have the picture on the live video. You could see it, BJ. If I could pull it up, I'll show you. Like, I'm trying to take a picture of her, and as I'm taking a picture, there's kids just running around everywhere. But there's like plenty of space for this kid to get around and do whatever he wants. So you'll see like this little kid. He's like just right behind her, and all of a sudden
Just body checks her. Full on knocks her down.
So, I mean, my first thing seems like, can't punch this kid. That's awkward. So I'm not going to do that.
Well, good for you on that.
Yeah. So I look at the mom. I'm like, hey, get some control of your kid. And she gives me like the dirtiest look. And then she pulls her kid down and she's having a gentle, silent, like, you know, a whispery talk. Like, oh, this is what you did wrong. And I'm looking at this kid, and he's just sitting there, like, eyes rolled. Like, mom, shut the F up. I got more water to run into. Like, he's not even paying attention. I'm like, oh, man, like, this is not, I'm not trying to tell someone how to be a parent. So I just walked away, and I looked at my wife, and I'm like, was that out of line saying that? And three other moms who weren't even near it, they go, nope, not out of line at all. Like, they were just done with that kid, too.
Oh, so that kid was, he'd already pretty much raised the ire of a few other people.
I feel like he was this reckless kid that was just, and not, I mean, you're just having this little
again, I'm learning how to be a parent as I go along, obviously. But like, I'm just thinking, if my child just takes out a smaller child, I'm not gonna like hit her or anything like that. But I'd be like, yo, you don't do that. You know, give a little bit of a.
Yeah.
I'd have some kind of sternness in my voice. Like, she was just having like this like whisper talk with this kid, and he didn't
welcome.
Even care.
Well, you see, dude, you and I were raised differently in a different part of the country. There, that whisper talk happens a lot, and it used to irritate me. I remember I told you where the kid had two. He had these like it was like rebar. He was at a party and he was just.
Oh, I remember you telling me that. Yeah,
whipping it around, and I yelled at the kid because I thought there was no way to get this kid to stop. He might put an eye out, and I'm too far away. So of course I used a stern yell, and the mother gave me grief. I go, he's waving around a pole in front of another little girl's face. You have to yell at him so he realizes, oh, I better listen to this voice. But the whisper talk is all over the place here.
But even like we're there, like other kids are just bouncing off of each other. Like it was like, you know, a couple kids like knocked over Tatum, not the end of the world. And the parents like, oh, so sorry. I'm like, not, you know, they're all walking aimlessly. This kid, you saw it, like he's got the space in the world. And he just went beeline straight through her. And I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me. Mom, come on. Like pump the brakes on your kid. Like this is a little ridiculous.
And how did Tater take it?
She just got up and started walking around again. She cried for a half a second, but like she was just in her own little world, having a blast.
That's awesome. Yeah, and she had the bonnet on. That was cute. That was rather adorable looking.
Yeah, if you want to go watch Chaos, this is the place to go.
it looked nuts, dude. That video you showed me, I thought you guys had a full blown beach.
It's insane. There's so many kids running around, water flying everywhere. Yeah, it's a hot day, so that was nice.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, almost. Well, at least you got to get wet, though. I mean, sometimes those hot days, you kind of go, I want to run through this just because it's hot.
Yeah, but when you're not expecting it, and it's not warm water.
Oh.
So all of a sudden, this like giant just bucket of water just hits my back, and I'm like, kind of a moment.
Oh, yeah. And then I think of all my electronics, like, oh, I wasn't ready for this. Oh, boy.
Right. Nice.
Well, there you go. Well, the spray park is open.
Highly recommend it.
Now, Steve has to, you may have to run for mayor again to ban that child.
Oh, dude, I'm ready to ban that kid.
Yeah.
Wow.
More ban the mom.
Ooh, yeah. You know what? If we could ban both, I think, well, really, I mean, you ban both of them solves both problems.
Right.
Yeah.
What the heck? Control of your kid. I was like, it came out of my mouth. I'm like, I can't believe I just said that. But I was like, I was so mad.
Get control of your kid. I love that.
Because the kid came out of nowhere and just...
I know that face too. When you've had it, oh man, and the sound of your voice, it's like I'm there. I can hear it, and then I'm like, oh, and then you'll sit there and then you wonder, okay, did I go over the line? Whoops.
Well, that's why I looked at my wife. I'm like, was that out of line? Before she could even say, no, you weren't. There's other moms who are just like, no.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's right.
Yeah, because Tatum is just like, I mean, she's this little peewee kid because she's just learned, you know, she just recently learned to walk. Yep. It's her foray, the first foray out into like group insanity. And you got to take care of those little ones. I think everybody's got to know that. Even like the bigger kids got to know that.
Someone just texted that I had a parent do that whisper crap after a kid hit mine in the back of the head. I did accidentally trip that kid later on.
Oh, boy. Okay, we cannot condone that activity. But that's doesn't mean we don't, you know, when the mics are off, we won't have our own opinion about that, sir.
I would trip that mom in a heartbeat, I tell you.
Oh, there you go. That's it. You know what?
Take the mom into the boards.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Oh,
I grew up with like the Mexican mom, and she has a tone. Like every Mexican mom has this tone where you know you done effed up. And my mom is now doing that with my little brother. But I could totally see that being in public, some people will look down upon you for doing the voice. So, like, I hate the whisper thing, but, like, I get it. But you can tell when they really don't. Like, the mom kind of like, okay, I guess I'll say something to my kid.
It felt like she was trying to put on a show for everyone around her. Yeah.
No, like, there is, like, dude, kid, stop doing that. Like,
see, I miss that. Granted, abusive language, Vicky, that used to go along with the tone, which was the key for Northeast raising people. You know, I see that, you know, that being taken out. But the tone is so important. I think it's a child needs to know the tone so that they will stop what they're doing without you having to get out of your chair. Well, you know, because that's the to me, you're at the point where you get the drink, you know, you got a nice beverage, you're in the chair. You want to be able to reprimand your children without having to get up. And the tone was the way to do it.
Yeah, man. My mom raised her voice. Everything was shut everything down.
And then
yeah,
with the okay. look, you froze. Yeah. You know, oh crap.
And then and you knew you were in a lot of trouble. And all of a sudden you heard the drawer was opening because you know, there's only one thing she's going for, and it's that metal spatula.
Yep. Oh, yeah, the metal one. Right. In the summer, the last thing you ever wanted to do was make an adult get out of their lawn chair in the summer because you were in trouble, because that means they were already up, the momentum was already going in your direction. It's like, oh, I can't get him out of the chair.
And Reb, it was once a plastic one until my brother laughed at it and made fun of her for hitting him.
Why would he do that?
I remember.
Yeah. Quickly switched to just getting grounded for long periods of time.
Which I would have rather had the spoon.
Did you guys get the middle name, like the full name, I should say?
The full name, of course, yeah.
Steven.
Yeah. Yeah.
Victoria. Yeah. Victoria. Yeah. Yep.
Yep. There you go.
You're done.
Oh, yeah. Ah, the good old days.
The good old days.
A company has come up with a weird and creepy way to get their employees to smile more. I'll tell you what they're doing at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW. 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So you guys know Canon, they're a company that makes printers, camera lenses, they do other stuff too.
Yeah.
They got offices in China, and they recently installed artificial intelligence, AI cameras, that actually force employees to smile in order to open doors or book meetings. If you're like not smiling, if you're frowning, and the facial recognition won't open the door for you, you've got to be smiling, or the door will not open.
You wouldn't be able to open up any single door in our station, BJ. Especially if we're wearing our Ride the Turtle shirts. You'll just be like, BJ's like, I can't go to the bathroom.
I can't get anywhere.
No,
I'll just be locked in the hall.
Wow.
And they say that they're doing this because they want to know that people are happy and excited to be at work each day.
But they're not. You're forcing them to smile.
I know, dude. Yeah, it's another reason for me to be at war with China again. You know, I was starting to get along with China, but I think I'm at war with them again.
But you're going to be, like, fake smiling everywhere you go just so that way you don't, like, walk into a door.
Yeah, exactly. Ryan Castle, he's up next. He's got a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
A guy was able to pull a car with his unit.
Oh, right.
So we assembled a group of men and strings, and then they had to tie it and then attach it to a car, and they pulled the car with their collective units.
Okay.
And that got us a severe fine. And we made Playboy, though. That was pretty cool.
Please tell me they're trying to pull it to the junkyard.
They should have, Rev.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.